Thanks for calling customer support. My name is I am supervisor of the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. We had initially called in to find out what this charge was on my mom's bank statement. She's here with me. The phone's on speaker. And we were told that it's for some sort of survey for a kitchen mixer or something. And she was in the hospital the day that the charge went through, so...
Not hey, can really you confirm sure name and address for me?
Yes, the name is Sarah Lane. The address is 901 Forest Hollow, apartment 115, Livingston, Texas, 77351.
Thank you. Do you recognize sarahebible at gmail.com? As an email?
No.
Okay.
Do you have an email?
Yeah, on my stuff, on his email.
What's your email?
Sarah E.
Bible. She said that is her email.
Okay, I have a phone number as well. It is 936-252-1310.
Yes.
Okay, so I do have an account. This was created on the 22nd of April when a survey sweepstakes offer was done with a mixer. It was done by the Bite Sub service, and you're stating she's claiming she did not initiate that?
No, she was in the hospital on that date. She's actually been in the hospital for a month. She just got out Saturday.
Okay, no problem. So we have the original IP address from the device that was used. We do take fraud very seriously. What I'm going to be doing is contacting the local authorities. I provide them with that IP address. They then locate, track down, prosecute the owner of that device to the fullest extent of the law. I do have to advise false claims of fraud could be charged with a penalty such as a fine. So as long as you or her are sure that no one in the household did the initial offer, we can go ahead and begin the process.
Well, to be honest with you, she's the only one in her household. Like I said, she's been in the hospital for the past month. I don't know if she clicked on something. She didn't know what she was doing. I'm not saying that she didn't do some sort of survey or something. I wanted to find out what the charge is for.
Gotcha.
So initially, you're charging because she did a survey?
So the way our... The way the customers get to our to this specific offer is that typically they will either A, be like on like a social media site, or B, they will complete a survey. It could be through any of the big box stores. At the end of the survey, they are typically offered 5 or 6 different items. They choose one of the items, whether it be our company's or another's. Once they choose the item, they are then subjected to whatever company's terms and conditions. They have to, like, actually check the box that states they're 18 or older and that they had read, understood, and accepted the company's terms before moving to the next site or to the next page.
Okay, so what's the charge for it? That's what I'm asking.
So this specific offer was providing a contest entry for our mixer or for a mixer for the new customers joining the Bite Sub service. Bite Sub service is an online service that helps provide recipe guides that help cut carbs, boost energy naturally without having to like leave the comfort of your home.
Okay.
They input their ingredients, and we give them the recipes with the ingredients they list, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Is there any way that you can, like, de-enroll her from
the
that?
Account has been canceled, which does prevent any future charges, but since you're stating that she didn't initiate this, we do want to make sure we give you all possible avenues that we can handle for you.
Well, honestly, even if she did do it, she probably doesn't remember because her mind's not all there. She's in liver failure. So whenever her acid level gets up in her body, then she doesn't know what's going on at all.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
She does have a cell phone. It sounds like I need to put blocks on there like she's a 5-year-old.
Oh.
So that way she can't... She can't
I gotcha.
Do stuff like this because she is elderly. She does have mental problems. She has health problems. And like I said, she probably didn't even know what she was doing. She thought it was just survey or something. I have no idea. And
okay,
I don't want it to come back to her phone and her not even remember what it was.
Gotcha. So here's what we can do. I don't want to do the fraud process since, again, the information was all matching. And like you said, if it comes back to her, gotcha. What I can do is cancel the account, which will prevent any future billings effective as of today. With the age of this specific charge, I would be able to issue a courtesy 50% refund on it, and that'll reflect back to the account. It settles it out, prevents us from billing additionally, and prevents any additional from her coming back to us in case she does another one, if that makes sense. With us specifically, I can't control other companies, but you get the drift.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
But does that work for you?
Yes, ma'am. That will be great.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get that plugged in. Again, all squared away on my end. Any further questions?
No, ma'am. That's all.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for giving us a call at customer support.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.